Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another edition of Sports Urban Legend. Along with my co-host, Macaulay Matthew, I'm, of course, William Ramo. Hey, what's up, Macaulay?
What's up, yo?
Hey, what's up? So, Macaulay, what's up? Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another edition of Sports Urban Legend. You know, we talk sports, entertainment, and everything else. You know, the number is 917-388-4189. That's 917-388-4189. 4189, and feel free to talk and express your what's on your mind. And also, we're gonna kick off with a little Giants. Giants putting a little hurt on the Browns today, 41-27. We'll lead off with that. Then we'll preview the Jets Texan game tomorrow night as Jets try to redeem themselves here. Talk a little bit about the MLB playoff race, what's going on. Of course, Yankees should be playing any moment as soon as the national game ends momentarily. You know, we'll give you the whole what went down in the last week of baseball, the playoff, MLB playoff. A little Knicks news as I'll talk about that. And, of course, as usual, You know, we're going to end the show with a little sports entertainment, talk about what's going on in WWE and everything else. So you guys know what to do. And without further ado, let's talk about your New York Giants here.
Yeah, it was a good win today. Although it was a Giants didn't start off real good in the first half there. They were down 14-0. Bradshaw he fumbled the ball in the first quarter. And after that, the Browns later they scored a touchdown after that. They got the points off the turnover. And later on, they scored another touchdown. And by the end of that first quarter, we were down 14-0. And it looked like the Giants were going to have a big letdown.
Right.
But the Giants, you know, they're reigning Super Bowl champs. They showed the resilience that they had last year when they won the Super Bowl. And Eli, you know, he's been great all year. He led the Giants back. Ahmad Bradshaw had a big game. He had 200 yards in rushing. And he played a big part in the win today. Victor Cruz had 3 TDs. Eli had another 200 passing yard game. He threw for his 25 of 37, 259 yards, 3 TDs. And at the end, Giants whooped their ass, 41-27, you know. They scored 20 points in that second quarter to lead that comeback. And Browns, they're just a bad team right now. They're 0-5 for the first time in 13 years. And, you know, they couldn't hold on to that 14-0 lead.
Yeah,
and
pretty much that.
And they, you know, they committed 10 penalties, so that's what hurt them also.
Yeah, of course. I mean, the final score is pretty much anticlimactic. I mean, we knew coming into this game, you know, Giants would right the ship, you know, after the Eagles lost and, you know, get, you know, use that to propel them to this win. So,
yep.
You know, Giants, you know, did what they had to do, you know.
Yep.
Talk is cheap. Play the game as the Giants' mantra, you know, motto is. So, you know, they showed up, especially falling after the 14-0 lead.
Yeah.
And like you said, they showed the resiliency to, you know, to win the game.
Yeah, and I think they go into the bye week here. I think
3-2.
Let me see here, because I know that from here, their schedule gets a little tougher. Let me just check real fast here and schedule. Actually, no, you don't. They don't have a bye week. Next week, they actually play the 49ers, which is going to be a tough game.
Yeah, don't the Giants get like a bye week like late into the season, I think?
Yeah, it looks like all the way in November, mid-November, that's when they have the bye. But the next several weeks, next 5 weeks going to be tough. They have the Niners, the Redskins, Cowboys, Steelers, and Bengals. So there's going to be tough games there, but, you know,
yeah,
we have to play the games and win them, try to win them.
Yep.
Last year was tough also, so we got to do what we have to do.
Exactly. Like the ex-head coach said, Herm Edwards, hello, you play the games.
Exactly. Exactly.
So, you know, that's what you got to do. You gotta try to beat these teams and the schedule, pretty much.
Yeah, that's what you got to do. You can only worry about yourself. Can't worry about anyone else. And you just have to worry about winning every game. Or trying to win every game.
Simply put.
The Giants right now, they're tied for first place in the division. Eagles lost today to the Steelers. Redskins lost to the Falcons, so Giants are still in a good position right now. They're 3-2, so no one is running away with it in the NFC East yet.
Yeah. But these next couple of weeks are going to tell, you know, how far Giants will hold on to this lead.
Yeah.
And speaking of, you know, a team, a tough team, of course, you know, tomorrow night, Monday Night Football, it's going to be Jets versus the Houston Texans. And history is on the Jets side. Of course, Jets have never lost to the Texans, 5-0. However, this isn't your older brother's Texans.
Yeah.
You know, these Texans are pretty unbeatable. Of course, they are undefeated 4-0 right now, and the Jets. You couple that with the Santonio Holmes injury, and of course the Darrell Revis injury also. You know, it doesn't look pretty for the Jets.
It's gonna be tough. You know, Texans are undefeated right now. And they went to the playoffs last year, didn't they, the Texans?
I think so. I think they did.
They lost to they went to the playoffs. They lost. Was it the Ravens that they lost to?
It's possible. I don't remember.
Okay. Yeah, they did. They did go to the playoffs. They lost to the Bengals. Oh, actually, in the wild card, they beat the Bengals, and then they were defeated by the Ravens. Yeah, divisional round. So they were playoff tested. You know, they went to their first playoffs last year, and 4-0. And they're a much better team than years past.
Yeah, definitely. And as much as I'd love to be a homer and think somehow the Jets can pull it off and Sanchez get his act together and he could stop people mania from happening, but I don't know. It looks like, I hate to say this, but it looks like it's going to be a Jet loss.
You never know. Anything can happen, man.
I know. You got to play the game. You never know.
Yep.
But
it'll be a tough test.
Yeah. I'm predicting the score to be 30-21, the Texans.
Wow. Very pessimistic there.
That's the problem. I'm an optimist, and I don't know all this, all these key injuries.
Yeah.
And, the way they're not playing. Sanchez, I mean, he's... You know, I'm a Sanchez guy, but he's not doing it. You know, I hope they give him at least until the Patriots series to at least, you know, quarterback, you know, but
yeah.
I don't know. There's rumors that Woody Johnson, the owner, he wants Tebow in, you know, to start.
A lot of people want Tebow in right now.
Yeah, I don't remember if we talked about this also last week. But also, Woody Johnson was saying that he would rather, he said that he would rather see Romney as, the president of the United States instead of the Jets having a winning season.
Stupid.
I mean,
idiot.
I understand he's rooting for Romney and stuff like that. Okay, but why would you even make a statement like that? I mean, that shows like you don't even care about your team.
That's idiotic, man.
I mean, seriously. I mean, first of all, you're not gonna have a choice like that unless if you stumble upon a sports genie.
Yeah.
That grants your wishes. I mean, come on. I get he's supporting his presidential candidate, and he thinks that that's best for America in his opinion. So I understand his reasonings for that, but come on, why would you go out and say that you'd want your team to have a losing season?
I don't understand that. I mean, especially why you worried about the fate of the country and the fate of your own team? Come on.
It should be common sense that you care about both.
It should, but I mean, who the president is, you get to decide whether or not,
Could you
make for the team?
Could you repeat that? I'm sorry, the phone kind of, on my end, it kind of like was you know, a little scratchy here.
I said that, you know, he should be more worried about his team than be worried about, you know, someone who's a presidential candidate.
And another thing is, you know, his team isn't doing that well. I mean, sure, it's 2-2, and, I mean, you know, technically it's, you know, on top of the division, but, I mean, the season definitely getting tougher. And he doesn't have a Super Bowl ring to even say that. So it's like, you know, this question that, you know, the Jets have, you know, the stereotype, you know, the Rex Ryan Jets, you know, they just want to be on the back pages, you know, they want to get, you know, attention and stuff like that. But I mean, that doesn't help the whole image. Some people even think, I mean, a lot of people think the Tebow move wasn't even a, you know, a football move.
Just to get attention?
Yeah, that's what a lot of people think. They have to
do something sooner or later with Tebow, man. They have to make a
decision.
They're
not even using him. I mean, they supposedly brought him in, you know, to help out with the Wildcat offense, and he's hardly in the game.
Yeah.
I mean, they should. Realistically, they should, you know, use him as a running back, or, you know, if you're gonna have a guy like that on the bench, you might as well use him. I mean, they said they're gonna use him for all these different type of plays.
Yeah.
And they hardly used the guy. I thought for sure in the Dolphins series they would have used him, but you know, that's just the way it is.
And he could be a dangerous player. I could see him being like a Wes Welker type of player. A catch and run, and run the ball.
Speedy guy.
You know? Yeah.
I could definitely see that.
But they need to figure out what they're going to do.
Yeah, they really need to figure it out because I know it's we're getting into the fifth game of the season tomorrow night, and it's doom and gloom.
Yep.
Not ground and pound. It's doom and gloom.
Yeah.
They need to get the act together. I hope I'm wrong tomorrow, but we'll see. Let's move on to baseball here. And, of course, the Yankees, they're going to be in Baltimore, even though they have the better record. They're going to be in Baltimore for these first two games, and then the next three games, if of course the game 4 and 5 are necessary, will be in Yankee Stadium.
Yeah, it's kind of weird starting being the number one seed and starting on a road, but you know, with this new playoff system, I guess that's the way they want it, which is weird, but Yankees gotta do what they gotta do, but they usually do well when they go down to Baltimore.
That is true. Even though the record is split even 19-9, you know, Yankees are against the Orioles, and of course Orioles are also 9-9. Also, I mean,
yeah,
they split the record right down the middle. So it should be an interesting series, definitely. Of course, Orioles defeated the Rangers Friday night.
Rangers.
Yep. And after two straight seasons in the World Series, with last year being a best shot of winning a championship against the Cardinals, they're out in the one-game playoffs.
Yeah, I mean, they just didn't hit. They went cold.
Yep.
Hamilton got booed. Looks like this might be Hamilton's last season with the Rangers. So.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely. It does definitely look like that. And, they collapsed. There's no way of saying it. And Cinderella Oakland A's, they, you know, they're right now, as we speak right now, they lost earlier today to the Tigers. So Tigers are up 2-0 in the series as they go to Oakland to try to put the finishing touches on the Cinderella story Oakland A's. Looks like midnight's about to strike on the A's. And they're going to turn back into a pumpkin.
And the Cardinals are playing the Nationals right now, and Cardinals just scored two runs in the bottom of the eighth, so now they're up. Well, actually, Nationals, I mean, scored two runs in the bottom eight, and now the Nationals are up 3-2 atop the Cardinals. So Nationals look like they could win this game one, their division series.
Yeah, Gonzalez didn't pitch well, though. I mean, what was it? The Cards was leading like 2-1 at one point. And Gonzalez, the potential Cy Young, the guy who had the best and the best wins in the National League with 21 wins, you know, of course, Ari Dickey second, he did not pitch well. I mean, he didn't give up a lot of runs, but
well, he hasn't given up a lot of hits or runs. He's walked a lot, but
yeah.
He's managed to keep them at two runs, which is, you know.
Yeah, I mean, that's a miracle within itself.
Yeah.
But, I mean, this guy gave up, like, seven walks today. I mean.
Yeah.
Sure, he did. I mean, he did bear down. He only gave up two runs. And I think the first hit the Cardinals had was, like, I think in the fourth inning, even though Cardinals were leading 2-1.
Right.
But, yeah, Nationals look like, you know, they're on their way to winning this game.
Yeah, you can keep the lead.
Yep, if they can keep the lead for sure. And let me think. What was it? Reds beat Giants yesterday night.
Yep.
So Reds lead that series 1-0. They're gonna play tonight against
the team that I think is gonna go to the World Series. Reds. I think they're a great team. Great pitching. They got decent hitting. Overall, they're a good team. I think they could make it to the World Series.
Yeah, they definitely could. The National League looks wide open, pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Reds. I definitely could see that. You know, of course, you know, Cards could go on their magical run like they did in 06 and last year. So you never know. You can't count those guys out either.
Yeah.
But the best thing, Braves got eliminated Friday night.
Yeah.
But talking about that, man, that of course was the end of Chipper Jones' great Hall of Fame career. 19 years in the bigs, all wearing all those years, of course, was in the Atlanta Brave uniform. And Chipper Jones' career is not going to be the thing that's most remembered about that Cardinals Braves one game playoff. Of course, I'm referring to the controversial play, which you know, the umpire called the infield fly rule, but the ball dropped between Holiday and the shortstop. I can't remember who the shortstop on the Cardinals is for some reason.
I forget the name too. Was it? I forget also.
Yeah, I forgot. But anyway, you know, the umpire called out, even though the ball dropped, and of course the Braves thought they would have had bases loaded, but you know, the umpire called the out, and the Braves fans were irate, and they were throwing garbage onto the field, like if it was like an old wrestling match where the villain cheats to win and the fans are outraged and they start throwing garbage onto the field. I mean, it was crazy. They had like an 18-minute, you know, delay just to try to pick up the garbage off the you know, off Turner Field.
Yeah, that was messed up.
Oh, yeah. Definitely, I'm pretty sure that's not the way Chipper Jones imagine his career would end.
Well, at least he made it to the postseason.
Yep.
It was the last try.
Yep.
They couldn't win it.
Yep.
And he could kind of blame himself, because if he hadn't made that error, maybe the Cardinals won't score three runs in that inning.
You're probably right about that. You're right about that, for sure. And he did have his chance, that big rally, to got to cut the lead back, and he got retired. Of course, in the ninth, he did get a single, his last hit of his career. You know, in the bottom of the ninth, to temporarily stop the Reds from celebrating, but it didn't stop them because the next batter got retired. I struck out. I can't remember who it was myself. And, that's the end of the Braves' Chipper Jones era.
Yeah. Oh, well. Hey, well, there's a caller online. You want to pick it up?
Sure. Let's pick it up.
Okay.
Hello, caller.
Caller?
Caller.
Hello?
Hey, caller. What's your name?
It's Chandra. Hey, you guys,
hey,
I heard the... I just...
Well, you already know who it is. Why is
he Hey, we just gotta make a formal. We gotta make a formal, you know?
That's funny. I just heard a creepy voice on the phone just now. No, seriously. I just heard a creepy voice. I don't even know. Like a dude voice.
What?
Who?
On the Block Talk Radio just now.
Oh, that was probably a machine, I guess.
Yeah, that probably was a machine. Yeah, probably was.
Oh, that was mad creepy.
But, yeah, what's up? What would you like to talk about?
What's next? I'm going to hear the person said, I heard that.
So, what would you like to talk about?
Wrestling.
Talk about Raw. I didn't see all of Raw. What happened on it, by the way?
Let me try to remember what happened. I'm trying to remember what happened. I think it was CM Punk and Dolph Ziggler versus Team Hell No, which is...
Daniel Bryan and Kane?
Yeah. And the end of the match, of course, Ziggler walked out on CM Punk, just like CM Punk walked out on Dolph Ziggler.
Ryback.
What's the name of that? Labor Day. Remember when they teamed up at Labor Day?
Yeah.
You guys remember?
So pretty much
CM
turned
Punk,
the table on him.
CM Punk is afraid of Ryback.
Right. Yeah, that did happen. What was that last week when he saw Ryback after he attacked Mick Foley at the end of the show, he saw Ryback, and then of course this week he was gonna attack JR because it was JR's appreciation night, and Punk was gonna try to humiliate JR, but Ryback came to the rescue, and CM Punk.
On JR's Appreciation Day, right?
Yeah, it was JR Appreciation Day. And pretty much Punk left the ring like a scalded dog, like JR would say.
I think they're going to give Ryback a title shot soon. Watch.
Yeah, he's definitely in line. If Cena isn't healthy, he'll go to Hell in a Cell, which most likely I think he will anyway. Even though he just had shoulder surgery, Ryback will be the next in line to go for that title at Hell in a Cell.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to remember something.
Who do you think they win the tag team title, Chandra?
Who should win the tag team title? It's interesting seeing Kane and Daniel Bryan when they're saying again? I'm the team champion.
Right.
Yeah, it's interesting.
Right.
Yeah, I'm okay with them being the tag team champion or R-Truth and Kofi.
I would love R-Truth and Kofi to win the tag team titles back.
Yeah, but they got eliminated by primetime players on SmackDown.
Yeah.
So they're out of the tag team tournament. So I'm guessing the choices would be either Ray and
Sin Cara.
Ray and Sin Cara, or it could be Santino and Cody Rhodes to win.
Yeah.
The title off them. I think there might be, how many teams are left in the I think there might be four teams left in the tournament.
If there was a Carmen Sandiego movie, which J Lo is trying to come out with, would you guys watch it? I would.
Carmen Sandiego?
Sure. Yeah.
The one that used to be on PBS?
Yeah.
Yeah. Apparently, she said that J Lo's making a movie on that.
Why? With J Lo in it?
Yeah, as Carmen Sandiego, apparently.
What? I don't know about that. I don't know if I'm going to watch that.
What else happened?
How about Santino? Let's talk about Santino's show.
Oh, yeah, I still haven't seen the last several episodes on YouTube.
Well, not to spoil it, he had his you know that show on YouTube, and pretty much he chose his international correspondent. It was between Johnny Curtis and Yoshitatsu, but I guess you'll check it out to see who won.
Yeah. It's been a while since I checked the show out.
Or maybe it might be both of them who won, but you have to check out and see.
It could be that. I guess you can check it out if you're interested.
The Santino team with Zack Ryder, I think that's a stupid tag team right there.
Yeah, didn't they lose?
Yeah, they did.
I mean, they're not really a serious team. I mean,
they're not.
I mean,
Zack Ryder
both,
is the one.
I mean, I know.
Is the one with the woo.
I could beat on Zack Ryder, man.
You know it. Yeah, but he made his show YouTube that had the Long Island Ice Cream show. Apparently, he teases that he might change his gimmick and be more serious, you know, because people are not taking him seriously.
Right.
But apparently it was a dream that he had. So I don't know if that's teasing that he might change his gimmick or why not. I guess time will tell.
Yeah, we'll see.
What else happened on?
You guys talk about wrestling so much. I had a dream about about John Cena yesterday.
What happened?
Him and his wife and me, we were at McDonald's.
Wait, you were at McDonald's with you, John Cena, and his wife?
Yeah,
isn't he separated or divorced? Hello?
In the dream?
I don't know.
I think so, because Cena, I mean, he, you know, he had some, you know, extramarital affairs, so he's, I think, separated or divorced from his wife.
Wait, Chandra, are you trying to say that you're John Cena's wife now? Oh,
no.
I got that.
No. No, thank you. I'll pass.
Wait, but what was this dream about?
I was at McDonald's and John Cena was at McDonald's and his wife was at McDonald's and his wife was Hispanic, and I told them about the Monopoly game at McDonald's. I like the Monopoly game. I play it, so maybe that's why I have the dream. You know how they say. You know how they say when you think about something, you dream about it.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That's what happened to me. Yeah.
I guess I'm a Cena fan now.
No. I'm not a part of C Nation. I'm
What has happened in WWE? I'm pretty sure something else happened, but I can't remember. My memory escapes me. Oh, by the way, tomorrow Vince McMahon is gonna return to try to shake things up, and John Cena wasn't supposed to show up, but he will show up tomorrow. And apparently they had one of their worst ratings they've had in a long time on Raw. So that probably is the reason why Vince and Cena are showing up unexpectedly. Unexpectedly. What is the word? It escapes me for some reason.
Unexpectedly, yeah.
You guys remember when Vince used to give people money on the show?
Yeah, I do. Do remember that. And then afterwards, they had that. He went to the limousine and it blew up, and that and something else, even more controversial, pretty much killed that storyline.
Oh yeah, right.
So, yeah. Oh, let me go to the quick Knicks news. Camby, he got he's gonna miss the next 7 to 10 days. Yep, Camby, he's back with the Knicks. He injured his calf, so he's gonna miss the next 7 to 10 days. So hopefully
he injured a baby cow.
No, the calf in his leg.
That guy's always injured.
Yeah, the Knicks uniform injury curse returns. So he puts on the Knicks uniform.
Always injured.
What's the name of that guy who used to beat up dogs?
Oh, Michael Vick. He's a football
player.
He's with the Eagles, but his Eagles aren't doing too good.
Oh. Yeah, they lost today. Ooh.
And with that, I guess there's nothing else really to talk about. I want to thank you, Chandra, for calling on the show.
Thank you.
And, of course, Mac, I want to thank you, as always. Also,
you're welcome. Thanks so much
for the show. And last but not least, I want to thank you all. See you later.
Thanks for calling in.
Thanks for calling. I appreciate that. And, of course, folks, I want to thank you all for listening to another episode of Sports Urban Legend. I'm Wayne Ramon.